At the British and Canadian beaches, Sword, Juneau, and Gold, east of Omaha, the numerous vacation homes, small shops, and hotels and casinos that lined the coast provided the Germans with excellent protection for machine gun nests, while at Omaha, a bluff rising from the beach to a height of 200 to 300 feet gave the German defenders, dug into a trench system on a World War II scale, the ability to shoot down on troops coming out of the landing craft. But Utah had neither bluff nor houses. There were some fixed defenses made of reinforced concrete containing artillery and machine guns. The biggest was at La Madeleine in the middle of Utah. The fortification took its name from a nearby religious shrine that dated back to Viking days. But the gradual slope and low sand dunes at Utah meant that getting across and beyond the beach was not going to be as difficult as at Omaha. The problem at Utah was what lay inland. Behind the sand dunes was low ground, used by the Norman farmers for grazing cattle. Four narrow, unimproved roads ran inland from the beach. These roads were raised a meter or two above the ground. Field Marshal Erwin Rommel, the German commander, had flooded the fields with the idea of forcing any troops and armor coming inland to use the roads, causeways, Eisenhower's planners called them. Rommel had most of his artillery in camouflaged positions or reinforced casemates and bunkers back from the flooded area, where it could bombard the roads. Rommel had his infantry prepared to take up defensive positions along the western end of the roads, where it could repel any troops moving up them. The task Eisenhower gave the 101st was to seize these causeway exits. The method to be used was a night drop. The aim was to disrupt the Germans, create surprise and havoc, and get control of those exits and destroy the big guns before the Germans could react. It would be an intricate, tricky, and risky operation. To have any chance of success, it would be necessary to practice. For the practice to be realistic, it would be necessary to find a piece of English coastline similar to Utah Beach. Slapton Sands in Devonshire, in southwestern England, was similar to Utah. A long, narrow stretch of beach was separated from dry ground by a shallow lake and adjoining swamp. Two bridges crossed from the shoreline to high ground. And so it was that the 7th Corps carried out its rehearsal for the part it was to play on D-Day at Slapton Sands. At the end of April, the entire 7th Corps participated in Exercise Tiger. E Company rode in trucks to a resort hotel on the seashore at Torquay, where it spent a comfortable night.